On Swarthmore College Week, low incomes, high crime rates. How does a neighborhood change for the better? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nina Johnson, assistant professor of sociology, says understanding the social aspect of an area can be a good start.
In the United States, 2.2 million people are incarcerated, a 500% increase over the last 40 years. Though people of color are 37% of the U.S. population, they are 67% of the incarcerated population. Low-income African Americans are more likely to be arrested, once arrested, more likely to be convicted, and once convicted, more likely to be given a harsher sentence. Our research team, including undergraduate students and formerly incarcerated graduate researchers, is studying the impacts of mass incarceration, specifically how residents manage their interactions with police and how they experience the turnover of neighbors leaving for and returning from prison. We are examining neighborhoods in North Philadelphia that have such high costs and rates of incarceration that they are home to what has been termed million-dollar blocks. Census blocks on which the state is spending upwards of $1 million to incarcerate its residents. North Philadelphia neighborhoods have the highest incarceration rates in the city and the lowest annual incomes, creating an area stricken by poverty and all its attendant effects. That, however, is where our knowledge of these areas ends. To develop a fuller account, we mapped the social landscape, including schools, community organizations, parks, religious institutions, and businesses. Neighborhood dynamics are important factors in determining the contour of individuals' interactions with the criminal legal system. Identifying these dynamics allows us to better understand the factors that contribute to higher incarceration rates in these neighborhoods. As part of our research ethics of inclusivity, mutuality, and reciprocity, we are partnering with organizations to gather data and provide research products useful to the communities in which we work to affect social change.
That was Nina Johnson of Swarthmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.